This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Lisa and Pete, we are made in Perth. Pete is off today, hopefully back tomorrow. We'll see how he goes later in the week. But Lisa, you know, we are made in Perth. We are proud of Perth when Perth does something positive and something great. And the news, I think I was as shocked as any to find that we give away or we dispose of a million coffee cups, a million disposable coffee cups every year around the country, which is crazy.
I'm sorry. Well, I mean, it's not just me. I know I have a few of them. Yes, we talk about this often, and we're often trying to do something about it, but no one ever seems to want to really dispose of the coffee cups. But one cafe in Victoria Park, ads in your pants, is doing so. It's a very bold move. We got Ben.
Ben on the line.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
First of all, congratulations. Well done. This is a bold move, and I say that because we are a society who loves to talk about doing these good things, and then when we start doing it, it's like, oh, no, I'll just take the disposable cup. How have your customers responded to the move?
You know, they've been amazing, and the only reason we can do it is because of them. I mean, we can say to people that we don't have paper cups in store, but unless they're willing to take it on and get a reusable and use it every time, it's not going to work. So it's really the Perth community and Vic Park community at large that are making it happen for us.
Mm-hmm. And so, Ben, how does this work? If I went in and I don't have one of your cups, I've got one that my kids made. It's made of, you know, it's got some crazy designer. Do you fill it up with coffee? Do I have to buy one of your cups? How does it kind of usually work?
No, we love those cups.
Oh, really?
We bring in a year 9 art project and we'll wash it out for you in a little jet wash. And we can fill it up for you and you get 50 cents off the price of the coffee.
Oh, there you go.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but if it's your first time in, you get it free. So we want you to try our coffee, and if you don't like it, then you haven't lost anything, but you have helped by not putting some disposable cups into landfill.
So you
basically bring in any vessel that you want within range of a cup size.
Yeah.
Maybe not a thermos.
Yeah. Oh,
bucket.
We get some thermos.
I bet you do. Fill me up, yeah. So if people come in and they're not familiar with it, do you have cups for sale for those, you know, those emergency ones?
We do. We've got a range of reusable cups.
Okay.
So, yeah, they can come in and they can choose from one of those, one of our really well-priced reusable cups, or they can sit in with a cup or a mug and just take some time off and actually enjoy a coffee from a ceramic.
That's nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Without the sippy cup.
Ben, have you seen a change around Perth when it comes to this sort of stuff? People wanting to be a bit more environmentally friendly and, you know, thinking about the eco kind of way?
Yeah, you know, there's a shift, and especially in the last 24 months, I guess. People are becoming a lot more aware of the impact they're having, and if that's bringing in reusable bags or maybe even Tupperware to get some takeaways from us, to using a reusable cup, there's been a change and a shift where people want to be doing their part, because it's all about that small change. You make the change and it gets bigger and bigger, and it just gains ground, which is what we're hoping with this.
I do love the Tupperware idea, because likelihood is you're taking it away to put into Tupperware anyway. Mm. And, I mean, we've just got to get used to maybe keeping a few of these things in the car. It's kind of a first-world problem, but we could get there in the end. And I love that you have a sign on the wall keeping track of how many cups you've saved from landfill. What are we up to, Ben?
Well, since we opened HQs in May last year, we've saved 71,000 cups from going to landfill. You know, and it's a little bit for the customers to say that they're actually making that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's incredible. And, you know, you times that around the city. Imagine what you could save in 12 months'
time.
Exactly. So very nice work.
Good incentive. That is, well done, Ben.
Yeah, Ben Rayner from Ants in Your Pants in Vic Park. Head on down there. Take your crazy creation. They'll clean it and they'll fill it up with coffee for you.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. No, we appreciate you. Thanks, Ben. See ya.
Some good news, finally, with the war on meth that we have been talking about for quite a while here in Western Australia. The fact that our consumption has gone down. To chat all about it, Grant Taylor from the West Australian. G'day, Grant.
G'day, guys.
Hey, Grant. You've been covering this story for a while. Last year, we learnt we had an enviable title, or unenviable, whichever way you put it, of being having the highest meth use in the country. Crystal meth, a big problem right around the world at the moment. And it was discovered by testing our wastewater.
Yeah, that's right. It's they've actually sort of police are working in partnership with the Water Corporation to testing raw sewage. It sounds like a great job, doesn't it?
We were thinking yeah.
Testing raw sewage to actually see what concentration of methamphetamine is actually coming through. And forgive the pun, I suppose.
But yes, passing through.
Passing through.
There's no easy way.
No. Police have been doing that testing here in WA for about 2 years now. And what they found was consumption really peaked in about September last year. Mm-hmm. Remembering we were already at about twice the national average in terms of our methamphetamine consumption here in WA. Mm. And things were obviously really bad last September. Yep. Since then, there's been another 3 test cycles that have been done. And all 3 of those are showing fairly significant falls in the level of meth that's actually being consumed out there in the community. In fact, the last lot of testing that they did in April, the results were quite extraordinary. It was almost half.
That's an amazing drop.
Do we know why that is happening? I've read some stories saying it's, you know, less disposable income. Of course, the police are doing an amazing job keeping it off the streets as well. But are all these things combining, or is there one thing that we can kind of put it down to?
Yeah, guys, I think that's probably it. It's a range of factors. We know that both state and federal governments have been pouring, you know, tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars into this problem on a state and national level. There's been increased education around meth. There's been so much more reporting around the meth problem and the issues that it's causing. And one other interesting thing that was recently disclosed in the National Household Drug Survey, something that's done nationally where they actually talked to about 25,000 Australians about their drug habits in the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. The number of people nationally who are saying that they've used meth has also significantly fallen. And the reasons people were giving for not doing so was their perception of meth now. It's been so demonised that I think people really understand what the risks and the dangers are. Mm-hmm. People now consider methamphetamine to be the most addictive and most dangerous drug out there in the community. We used to probably think of heroin as the horrible killer drug. And if you're on heroin, you are, you know, excuse the word, the junkie, you know, and all the negative perceptions around it. Those perceptions are now attached themselves to methamphetamine, and hopefully in combination of the things like the law enforcement and education and increase in rehab beds, everything is starting to combine together to show some positive results. Really important though to stress, as police have, that it's really early days. Yeah. There's encouraging signs. No one's sort of claiming victory in the war on meth so far or anything like that, but indications really looking good. It looks like people are starting to get the message to leave the drug alone.
That's right.
I was going to say, you mentioned the fact that we're not really out of the woods. Whilst this is good, it's moving in the right direction. There's obviously still a big kind of battle ahead, really, isn't there? But it's, you know, it's moving positive, I guess, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you see what police said today, you know, we're still, even on this good result, there's still something like 1.5 tonnes of methamphetamine that are being consumed in Western Australia, not just Australia. 1.5 tonnes, you know.
You can't imagine it.
It's your average car, isn't it?
I know, of crystal
methamphetamine going into people's bodies.
And the cash flow thing is incredible. And you know what I find encouraging about it too, Grant, is that you do hear terrible, terrible things about meth. It's evil. It takes over everything. It's worse than heroin. But that also implies it's impossible to get off. You know, once you're on it, you're stuck. And this sort of gives, I would think, hope to people that thought, well, you know, I'm stuck now. You're not necessarily. Mm. It is beatable.
It's achievable. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, completely.
Yeah, we spoke for the paper today with a couple of guys who are in the program out at Shalom House who, you know, they're at different stages. One's only just started. One's been there for about 9 months. They're you know, those guys, you could see themselves, even the guy who'd been in for 9 months, you could still see there was a lot of fear in him about what his life's going to be when he gets out again, and the danger of falling back into the old friend groups. And,
yes, that's
really
right.
Fear.
There's a lot to change.
They use one more time, they could be hooked again. It's such a powerful drug, they told us, those guys, that you really have to hit. You think what rock bottom is in your life, and then, you know, think far lower than that, because that's the depths that they sort of sink to before they realise they actually need help.
Yeah.
Well, it is going the right direction. Grant Taylor from the West Australian. Thanks very much, my friend.
No worries, guys. Bye.
When Swan Valley goes a little bit awry over the weekend at Chapel Farm, a lovely little venue, and a guy has made the perfect time to take a really expensive $8,000 art piece home with him. Mm-hmm. Not the time to do it, not the place to do it, not that you should be doing it anyway.
No.
But it is all caught on film.
And it's kind of comical because the thing, he tried to steal Chapel Farm's Stone Warrior. And those in the know will know it's a very large 3D piece that weighs 25 to 30 kilos. So it wasn't like it was, you know,
that's
the,
right. That's the thing.
The Mona Lisa, which is about this big.
Yeah, that's right. You could put that into your backpack, but you certainly not this. We want to know.
I wouldn't try it, though, if you go to the loo.
No, you can't take photos with flash, but still I don't understand why in this day and age when you've got your camera phone. Anyway, that's a different situation. We all know when you've caught something on film that's a little bit funny. We're going to go to Ascot. G'day, Andrew. Mate, what have you caught on film?
I caught somebody stealing my driveway pavers out of my driveway.
Well, already laid?
In the driveway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my. I'm just trying to run my through. Cause
a whole pallet or one at a time?
It took about 8 bricks out of the driveway because... he had some other purpose for them other than what I had them for.
See, that makes me think that the guy that did that was at home going, you know, if I only had 8 more pavers,
I know.
My driver would be complete.
And they're not making these ones anymore or something. Oh, God. So did you get them back, Andrew? Did you know what it was?
I got them back. I decided after I'd noticed, because I went out to walk the dog and I've noticed, hang on, there's a hole in my driveway. Where did that come from?
A few steps, there's another. Yeah.
Took the dog back inside because I realised that that hole was not there 15 minutes prior.
Yes.
So I've gone back through my camera footage and there's this car rolls up into the driveway. He's pulled up the pavers, thrown them in the back of his ute, and for good measure he's also grabbed a drip tray that I had under my
what?
Car.
Oh my God.
And he's thrown that in his ute as well and driven off.
Oh, well, jumped in
my car, driven around the area thinking he can't be far away, and sure enough found my pavers holding his car up in his driveway.
Oh, no, with a drip tray under it, catching the oil leak or something.
Exactly.
Well, I love that you took matters into your own hands and found it.
Oh, did you tell him where Bunnings was?
Yeah. There's a sale.
About it.
Yes, thank
you. Hey, thanks, Andrew.
Wow.
Dan in Greenwood, when have you caught something on film, mate?
Hey, guys. Me and my girlfriend at the time, we had our own cat. And,
yep.
You know, nice, kind cat, didn't really do too much. There was a couple of nights in a row where all of a sudden we had some, vases sort of knocked over.
Oh, okay.
Knocked over inside the lounge room. We're like, I didn't think it was our cat that would be doing it.
Yeah.
It's a really nice, classic cat. So my girlfriend thought, we'll set up a CCTV just in case it is the cat that's doing it.
Yeah, let's catch it.
Turns out it's actually our next-door neighbour's cat getting through the laundry door. And when we set up the CCTV camera, it wasn't just that it was knocking over stuff, but in this case, it just let off a lot of droppings everywhere as well.
Oh, no.
So then we just sort of, my girlfriend was like, we're taking this to our next door neighbor. We can't do this. I was like, are you sure it's a good idea? Because I don't know if it was actually quite legal to do. But she took it to the next door neighbor and got everything sorted. And she was like really nice about it. But it was just one of those things where I was like, should we be doing this? I don't know.
So the cat was coming through the cat flap.
Yeah.
See, when you say that,
your cat must have been horrified.
Well, our cat was just down the wire because it just slept in another room.
Oh no! Okay.
I reckon what happened is that your cat got lonely when you went to work, and then it went, well, I've got a friend next door, so I'll just unlock the cat door. He can come over and hang out for a little bit.
I believe it. Yeah. Your cat needs to be grounded.
They're Facebook friends, mate.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
See ya.
Who have we got here? When did you catch something on film?
Hello.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Mandy. What happened?
Well, it wasn't my film. It was my neighbour's. Mm-hmm. They caught a terrible act of vandalism on my home.
What happened?
Oh.
Yeah, well, my husband and I was flying to the Eastern States for a business trip, and we got up at about 4:30 in the morning to say goodbye, and my whole front yard was absolutely covered with hundreds of Christmas decorations. Christmas balls.
Yeah.
I love this.
Hundreds of them.
Where's this going?
Where is it going?
Seriously, Christmas decorations all over my front yard.
Okay.
Like spilt or arranged beautifully?
Thrown all over my front
Thrown.
Yard. All through my gardens, all over my front lawn.
Like Sandra had thrown up in your front yard.
Yeah, basically.
So what happened? Was there a...
It's our neighbour who had a camera to see if he could see who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out my crazy sister had been over from South Australia, had been at my house for dinner.
Yeah.
Had driven from Tapping back to South Australia to pick up her son, who happens to be completely blind.
Yes.
The two of them did it. The security lights came on and they panicked and ran up the street to start. Bearing in mind, my nephew is absolutely completely blind.
Right.
And then took off. She took him back to South Perth and then drove to 2J for the night.
I love your sister.
That is hands down the most bizarre story I've heard in a very long time.
I'd love to see the bit where they get caught by the security camera.
I didn't think she was going to get caught until I rang her and said, "You're smart, Ali."
Oh,
that's hilarious.
Thanks, Mandy.
See you, Mandy. It falls in your court. You've got to get her now.
I'll tinsel trash her letterbox or something.
Tinsel trash her letterbox. That's a good one. Well, there you go.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.